Do you have the compilation one where it has like multiple times of him laughing?
No, that's not Luke.
Because it's great.
We recording?
Good. Yourself, and what would you like people to know about you?
I'm a fun guy. Obviously, I love the game of basketball. I mean, it's just more questions you have to ask me in order for me to tell you about myself. I just can't give you a whole spiel.
I don't even know where you're sitting at. Yo. Oh. Yo, we can't rash on that man, though. Like, come on.
I think we have to. Kawhi Leonard doing his very best to be human right now, but he is absolutely a robot, you know, if not an automaton of some sort. That man does not know how to laugh. That man, he struggled.
Yeah.
Let's be serious.
I mean, but we want him to, like, you know, open up more. So we can't make fun of him. The first one of the few times he actually opens up and talks about himself.
I think he made sense. He said, if we want to get to know him, we have to ask him more questions.
Mm-hmm.
Different questions. I don't know what in that was funny. I don't know why he said he doesn't know what.
Because he knows you said.
His face looked like he didn't know he was trying to laugh. Looked like he just got Botox injections. He looked stoic and withdrawn, but was trying his best. It was weird. I don't know. It kind of reminded me like a scene out of Saw. It was just fucked up.
Yeah, I feel you.
All right. Well, Kawhi, thank you for sharing, but you're going to have to try again.
No, you can't come at him like that.
Come on, man. That was weird. That was uncomfortable for everybody. He laughed like Donkey would laugh if Donkey was a human. You know what I mean? Like, it came out weird. Like, that's just my two cents about it. That's all I'm saying. I'm done. You're right. I shouldn't have rashed.
Mm-hmm,
he did his best.
Yeah. You're a bully.
I'm not a bully. Don't throw that word around. I'm going to have people outside of my house. I don't need that. I'm not a bully. But let's be serious. Kawhi Leonard did win an MVP and a championship and had a lot of trouble smiling. He's a lockdown defender that does not know how to smile.
He's a true San Antonio Spurs.
What is he, a savant? Is he on the spectrum? I don't want to say that.
I doubt he's on the spectrum. I just think he's just not fucking with y'all.
He doesn't know me. Everybody in general. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well,
I'm sure, like, in his personal life with his friends, he's just fine. Probably but still laughs like.
That laugh was terrible. His laugh's broken. Is there a laugh coach? Is there such a thing as a life laugh coach? You got to be able to let your laugh out.
It's genuine.
Was it genuine?
Mm-hmm.
It was weird. That's all. I don't know what genuine is, if that's what genuine is. I need to look at the dictionary. All right. So, it's me and Sneed. My name is Yundo Nadro. It doesn't fucking matter. It's hard to spell. And my boy over here, he can introduce himself.
Nah, you got it. It's me and Sneed. You know.
That's it.
I haven't figured out what's going to be, because it's definitely not going to be my name. But I haven't figured out what's going to be my name. You get that?
That's Sneed, everyone. It's going to be difficult.
No, but did you get that?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, it makes all sense right. When you break it down.
No. All right. Yeah. No. Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. But eventually, once I figure out what's my name, I can start introducing myself.
All right. Cool. Yeah. We're just gonna keep it as formal as possible at that point then.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Keeping it formal. Let's get into this. Bill Cosby finally sentenced 3 to 10 years. Initial reactions, what's your response to it? Do you think it's right, wrong, just, unjust?
I mean, the man said he did it, so. It's just that's what's supposed to happen.
That's it?
Yeah, like, you commit crimes, you should go to jail. Yeah.
Right. Do you think it should be worse? Like, do you think that's enough for how many women? Like,
I mean, he's an old man, so 3 to 10 years is significant for an old man.
All right. Okay. Well, but how about the victims? How do you think they feel? Do you think they would understand that?
I mean, I don't know. I hesitate to take that into play.
All right.
Okay. Because if you let the victim, there's like a reason why we don't let the victims choose the punishment.
True. Absolutely. That's absolutely true. How do you think about how the length, how long it took, think it was appropriate, everything went according to plan, it followed the legal system? Do you think it could have been a done deal, it should have been done sooner?
I don't know, because that court shit takes a while. So.
It does. It absolutely does.
Like, I couldn't say yes or no, because so they need to take as long as it takes to for everyone to get their fair due, and for him to get his due process. I would rather things be done late and correct so that you get a conviction that sticks than early and incorrect. So that
and get nothing.
A conviction that, gets overturned. And
right. No, that actually absolutely makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't mean to compare two things that aren't in the same realm, but
is this the Kavanaugh?
No. This is Brock Turner. We're going Brock Turner with this one. Do you think it's a little bit off-putting or puts a sour taste in some people's mouths that Brock Turner can complain as a free man on probation about, oh, I have to be on probation, because even though what he did was considerably in its own right.
Yeah, no, I believe everyone always has a right to be offended. Like, you know, it's your feelings.
But
so, in terms of would I be offended, I don't know if I'd be offended. I'd definitely be annoyed.
That
like, he clearly hasn't, like, learned from
anything. But, like,
but
the
like
fact
at
that
the same time, he never faced consequences, really. So, of course, he didn't learn.
So, it is wrong. In your eyes, it's kind of ridiculous that Brock Turner
yes, it's ridiculous that he saw so little jail time, but I think my ire, like, is aimed at the justice system. My bad. Like, of course Brock Turner is gonna continue to be a piece of shit. He, like, got off basically scot free for killing like 3 people, some shit like that, basically. So.
Effectively, that's what it is. But now, Kavanaugh. So, on the level that his alleged assault occurred about 3 decades ago, and Bill Cosby's was around the same time, is it weird that we're seeing this play out the way we are? Like, Bill Cosby obviously admitted that, yes, I did those things. He got his time. He got sentenced. But Kavanaugh being elected to the Supreme Court has nothing to do with this. That was always going to happen.
Yep.
But the fact that they're still willing to go with someone that's accused of these things, how do you rationalize? I just want to, like,
I guess my question would be, I would throw a question back at you and be, in the wake of Roy Moore, why are you surprised? They fucking, they supported a fucking pedophile. You think they wouldn't jump to an attempted rapist?
I agree with you.
Republicans only give a fuck about winning. That's what it is from the jump. They don't give a damn who it is. That's like, it's the same way fucking when Bill Clinton did the, you know, the little cigar shit with Monica Lewinsky. They're all fucking bent out of shape about it. Kavanaugh was one of the people questioning, asking all types of fucking sexual questions and shit. Like, they don't give a fuck.
So doesn't it just damage the pillars of what the integrity or what integrity the Republican Party has to have a guy like that on their side that they elect to the Supreme Court?
No, because those pillars have been eroded long ago. So.
All right. Well, that's not about it, right? So I can't do anything else with that. Mm-hmm. So, Bill Cosby, he sees 3 to 10 years. How does this affect the Me Too movement? Is it proof that it is working? It is actually a force that will take over and have power to absolutely right a whole bunch of wrongs and like problems and societal issues that we have. Is Bill Cosby going to jail for 3 to 10 years actually like validation of the Me Too movement? Not to say that it's not a genuine thing, because it clearly is. It's popping up every week with something, a new person, mm-hmm. old people the following week and with another person. So how effective has the Me Too movement been? Obviously, it has some effect, but like, where do you think it's...
I would say it's definitely been pretty effective because we've...
I'm sorry, I didn't know how to phrase that question well enough for you to be able to respond to it mm-hmm. with something.
No, like I kind of get what you're coming at. I would say I'm not sure because, like, I've always looked at it more towards like geared towards the victims, and so I think the conviction's great for the victims. Like, of course, you know, there's only so much that does, but that is some measure of comfort at least. But in terms of like the whole Me Too movement, I don't know, because it's like it's hard to track that sort of thing.
Gauge,
yeah,
really gauge it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so I'm not sure,
because where we have one victory, we might have a whole bunch of things that are getting over.
Yeah, because like at this, it depends on like what you define as a victory. Because like at the end of the day, there's gonna be power structures, and them shits ain't gonna be like as you see with the Kavanaugh. That's not gonna stop that shit. But like,
yeah, clearly that's Me Too isn't like, but I see what you're saying.
But like, it will stop. There are cases where it will cause women to speak up, and they would face consequences. But I doubt you would see the sweeping societal change that would be necessary. I doubt that happens.
All right. Okay, so I don't wanna. This isn't me leading this anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But how do we have a society where we have a clear thing that everybody knows about, the Me Too movement?
Mm-hmm.
We believe survivors, and then we have one guy going to jail, and then another guy accused of in the same realm of abuse, being elected to a position where he can put people. Like, why is that allowed? Like, how is that even a thing? How do you, like,
well, I think there are a lot of differences there. So, for one, the Bill Cosby allegations weren't new. It just took a while for them to be acted. But it actually took, what's that comedian's name? That motherfucker's name.
Eddie Murphy. Nah, Hannibal Buress.
Hannibal Buress. Yeah, it took him like... just like making jokes, offhand jokes, and then people were like, "Oh, what? What?" And then people actually like started taking them seriously. Mm-hmm. Whereas like, there was nothing really on Kavanaugh until Blasey Ford said something, and then you started seeing the allegations. And then there weren't like the sheer amount of allegations with Cosby, where there was like, this is like at least 24 women who were like, "Yeah, this dude, these attempted to do some shit with me."
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the fact that Kavanaugh has been groomed for the position that he's in for the past 20 years. Like, this has been a plan. and so the powers behind Kavanaugh are much more influential and much stronger than any powers that would ever be behind Bill Cosby. And so that changes things. But I don't know, in terms of, like, if you were to say, is it fair?
Obviously, fair doesn't really exist in this world. Yeah. It doesn't exist
I would say, no, it's definitely not fair.
But would you rather...
But I would say the principal difference is that Cosby's case has been adjudicated in court, whereas Kavanaugh's case has not been adjudicated in court. I think that makes a big difference. I think in the Kavanaugh case, the standards of evidence was lower because this was a job interview. We weren't talking about putting him in prison. Mm-hmm. And so that's why Blasey Ford's allegation was enough, in my mind, to cast doubt on his nomination. Whereas with Cosby, we have him admitting in that deposition. We have ultimately, I believe he like admitted in court. Maybe I read that wrong. And then we have just the overwhelming weight of the accusations and all of these people coming out with very similar accusations that just seems to sway my opinion, at least, and it swayed the jury's opinion. So I think that matters more than the fact that it was adjudicated in court. Right. And that changes things.
As a successful black man, did y'all as black men look up to Cosby at all?
Nah, because I was too young. So I didn't like grow up on the Cosby Show. So the only Cosby I really knew was the pull your pants up Cosby, which I was like, fuck you guy.
And yeah. No,
yeah.
Just condemned African Americans.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, yeah. You know, y'all the dicks.
And then he turned out to be himself.
Yeah, so smooth. I mean, that's usually how it works. But
yeah, right? Always pointing fingers when you got so much shit.
So, like, I saw Cosby Show reruns. Those were cool, I guess. I saw the spinoff. What's the spinoff? A Different World. That was my shit. What's it? What's her name? Lisa Bonet. Yeah, she can get it. She was cool. But, like, yeah, nah, I never really looked up to Cosby in any way like that. I didn't really give a fuck about him.
I liked him. I liked him. I liked his show. I watched the Cosby Show. I thought some of the messages were good. The messages, you can take anything away from something that you want, no matter how good or bad it is. You can always, what does it say? If you lose something, but don't lose the lesson, some kind of bullshit adage that people will come, you might lose the game, but don't lose the lesson, some shit like that. So that's what I look at the Cosby Show as. But like, like you said, when he was on that, like, oh, black Americans need to pull up their pants. What are these names? And I was like, dude, who the hell are you to tell someone how to name their child? Yeah. Like, what? Are you going to pay their bills too?
Yeah.
Like, and then he turned out to be the person he was. One, he was just casting shade on an entire race of people that he belonged to, whether he liked it or not, which is just absent-minded, pig-headed, myopic, and shitty.
Yep. And then he had the nerve to be talking about like how black people should rally around him after the fucking charge came
out. You don't call yourself the man. People to rally around.
But even worse, the worst part is that black fucking dudes Spartacus. Have rallied around this dumbass. So you can see like on Facebook.
You know how bad that would make people look? Like you rallied around like,
yo man, there's like some undercover nigga detectives out here, bro. And like they fucking talking about, oh yeah, nah, the case wasn't solid. Like we don't know. These were just accusations. They were. Oh my god, it's ridiculous, bro. Like they're threads on threads. I'll pull up on my Facebook because there's this girl. I don't even like know this woman. She used to live in Ohio. I think she lives in like California now. We like met online, so I just like we became Facebook friends randomly, and she posts random shit. And there are a lot of dudes who fucking post on her status and just say the fucking stupidest shit ever. And she's been posting about Cosby shit a lot.
What do you mean? Like, is she like an undercover detective? Or
nah,
like,
she's just like a person living her life. But she just...
She takes interest in these things and actually...
Yeah, she just posts it. And I guess she has a lot of Facebook friends and they all comment on her stuff. And I just be reading and laughing. Because these dudes would be fucking dumbasses. Undercover fucking detectives out here. And she'll have a post with like a fucking 100 comments, and there'll be a bunch of dudes just saying
whole like thread.
Shit. Yeah.
Threads are incredible. Threads. You can see an entire comedy special in one thread. They're the best things ever.
All day.
Let's switch gears. Cosby in jail. Have you heard anything about Cosby in jail?
Nah, I mean,
I've heard like kind of. I'm sure some weird stories, but if you like,
what'd you hear?
I heard someone like threw like a Jell-O cup at him or something, and then he got hit and someone like shoulder butted him in the side, like he fell down some stairs. He couldn't see out of his eye. Everybody was being mean to him.
Okay.
I also heard that wasn't true. Everybody's respected him. Everybody's been real nice.
Mm-hmm.
like I don't even know where to go with this. Just why are people, why would you see, he's an old man. Isn't that kind of just shit? Like, I know
they're rumors. So they're just rumors. I would wait until they're substantiated because humans say some freaky dumbass shit. You know what I'm saying? Right,
but like, wouldn't that be shitty as hell if you just like, you're the man who's been talking about pudding pops all your life and then you get hit with a fruit cup right in the face. Yeah.
It's jail. Welcome.
Like, you ain't special. Mm-hmm, you like the rest of us.
Mm-hmm. We got our shitty prison system.
Speaking of the shitty prison system, does Cosby make it out? Does he see like 3, maybe 4 years, and be like, hey, man?
Yeah, I think so. I think he'll be.
Was he in good health? Was he?
I'm not sure.
Man is blind. Is he?
we'll see, I guess, huh?
All right. You want to place a $5 bet on that? I say it doesn't.
All right, I'm done.
All right, we'll come back to this.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's something for the future.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Just way too early, huh? Mm-hmm. A little too preemptive, buddy.
Mm-hmm. He's trying.
No, he was trying to live it up while he could. Mm-hmm. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
No, your days are numbered.
Well, this fucking guy.
Hold on. Before we got an entire thing on him. You got anything else to say about this Bill Cosby situation?
I mean, like, not really, other than I'm glad it happened, I guess.
Yep.
Glad. Mm-hmm. You know, I
I'm not saying I want the guy to die, but like, how do you just connect? I'm just upset with the hypocrisy.
I'm upset with all the dumb niggas who are fucking like trying to say that it was because he fucking bought NBC. I might go on a little rant because I'm fucking pissed, bro. Because all the people who think that this dude was about to buy NBC are fucking dumb, just dumb. And to think that they fucking did all this because he was about to buy NBC, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard. First of all, NBC cost billions of dollars. So that means if Bill Cosby was in any way, shape, or form about to buy NBC, he was a part of a collective of people who were all putting up money to buy NBC. And so we would have to talk about what percentage of the money he was putting up, what percentage he was going to have. So he might not even had a controlling stake. He could have been a minority owner of that bullshit.
Right.
And two, if he was a part of a collective group that was putting up mad money to buy NBC, why the fuck would they go after Bill Cosby? And I just don't get it. Like, I don't get it. What's the motivation of, oh, we're going to take down Bill Cosby now of all places because he's going to buy NBC? Like, what the fuck's the big fucking conspiracy behind it? I don't get it. It just sounds like some dumb shit. That's what I hear. When I hear a whole bunch of dumb shit.
I hear
a fucking jump into conclusion. There's a logical leap that happens between Bill Cosby, if it's true that he was buying NBC, and Bill Cosby raping chicks, and Bill Cosby getting fucking convicted for that shit. There seems to be a huge leap that's connecting those. And some people are like really, really fucking adamant that this leap is, I mean, that this connection is true and valid, but I have yet to see that connection be like in any way validated or at least the argument for why it is there, other than, oh, you know how it is, man. They always on with the black man, man. And it's like,
That's the only glue. That's the only glue.
And it's like, I'm not trying to say that doesn't happen, but like, you gotta like give me something.
You can't just, in a court of law. Yeah. Like, honestly, like, yeah. In a court of law, you gotta give me something. Yeah. I can't just side with you because you said, exactly. You know how it is.
Exactly. Because if anything, I'm gonna do that shit. So I'm gonna rob a couple of banks on camera.
Right?
No mask. Why wouldn't I? Nothing. And when they come for me, I'm gonna be like, yo, dog.
You know,
they just trying to keep a black man down, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you know how it is. I ain't do that shit, you know? That those films is doctored, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was trying to buy ABC, you know what I'm saying? and I was trying to buy BET, and I was trying to bring that back to the people, you know what I'm saying? They came for me.
That's exactly it.
You know, maybe I was robbing these banks. Yeah, they got me dead to rights. Maybe I admitted it too. During the deposition, they got me and everything, but nah, fucking, they just coming for me, man.
You know how
this fucking evidence. Nah,
we gotta stick together.
Yeah,
we gotta stick together.
Yeah, it was like, yo, we gotta
stick
fuck,
together, man.
God damn.
All right.
Like, man, yo, I hope y'all got my back when I pull some shit. I hope y'all coming, y'all caping for me like that. That's all I ask. Evidence but damn. Now I'm done.
You're trying to